It's Keep Akron Beautiful's largest volunteer effort of the year. Every April, we have thousands of volunteers come from all around the city and take initiative to help clean up. April is the perfect time for it because even though we didn't get a lot of snow this year, when it does snow, the litter's hidden under all of it. So it really gets exposed when the sun comes out in April.
You say you get thousands of volunteers from all around the city. Do you have any idea of numbers from like last year or the year before of how many people come?
Last year, we were only able to do one of our community cleanups, our Summit Lake cleanup. We weren't able to do our Ward 2 cleanup. We had about 200 or so people come out to that community cleanup. And then we had over 800 people do a self-organized cleanup. So whether that's an individual doing it by themselves or a corporate group, like a lot of times schools or workplaces will get a group of people and then they will pick out a location.
So that sounds
Do
pretty
it
great.
themselves.
Now, if people were going to do it by themselves or with a group, can they get cleanup materials, bags and gloves and stuff like that from you guys?
Yes. So if anyone's interested in doing a self-organized cleanup, they just reach out to me, either my work phone or my email. And we also have a sign-up sheet on our website, and they can pick their location, whether they want to do it like in their own neighborhood, or we can help them pick out a location on some of the, it's not very hard to find littered spots in Akron. And then, yes, we provide litter grabbers, gloves, safety vests, trash bags, and hand sanitizer.
So, as I understand it, there's a particular volunteer in Akron by the name of Debbie Miller that's just done a stellar job over the
Oh
past
my
few years,
goodness.
having picked up over 500,000 pieces of trash so far. Can you tell us a little bit about her and her efforts for Keep Akron Beautiful?
Yeah, no, Debbie's awesome. I believe it was February of 2023 where we kind of got introduced to Debbie. She was super passionate about cleaning up the Wilbeth area, which is where she's from. And if I'm correct, I don't even think she knew that we were an organization. So somebody from the city put her in contact with us, and we helped her get a bunch of supplies. And she has just been absolutely killing it as far as like 500,000 pieces is insane. And the way that she tracks it, because it is kind of crazy, like, how do you know? She counts when she picks up the pieces, but she also has a good gauge on like how much can fill up an entire bag because she uses the same bags when she goes out. And we usually are the ones who go out and pick up the bags just because she'll get a lot of crazy heavy stuff. So she'll reach out to us. We'll go pick up the bags wherever she leaves them when she's cleaning up. And she's been incredible.
That sounds awesome. So you say people can do it, by themselves, but then do you have a big event coming up?
Yeah, we have two community cleanups in the month of April. We have our Summit Lake cleanup on April 13th. So we will be cleaning up Summit Lake, the park itself. And then we're also partnering up with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. And they are going to be, depending on the weather, but they have confirmed that the weather should be pretty good this day, lowering the lake level, which makes it easier for the litter to kind of come up and for people to either get in the lake, which they did last year. They brought their own waders and canoes and stuff, and we have waivers and things of that sort for them to fill out if they plan on doing that, or just cleaning up the park itself. And then we also have our Ward 2 cleanup, which is where we partner up with Ward 2 Councilman Phil Lombardo, and we clean up the Patterson Park area as well as the surrounding North Hill areas.
So
Yeah.
besides cleanup, you also do some beautification projects around the city. I wonder if you could
Yeah.
tell us about maybe some of the notable ones over the past year and what you have on tap for this summer, if any.
Yeah. So our flowerscape director, Leah Heiser, she has a flowerscape crew that goes out and does all of the beautification projects throughout the city. Last year in September, we had one of our biggest ones, which was our Mall Avenue Circle project. We actually partnered up with Akron's Finest Mulch on that, and Leah and her crew contributed a bit as well. But Akron's Finest Mulch completely redid that circle and it looks fantastic. They did all of the landscaping, all of the huge sculpture that's in the middle. It's got the flowers and the butterflies, which are also like a part of our logo, which really made us feel included. And it just absolutely transformed that area. As far as beautification projects for this year, Leah is still in the works of kind of blueprinting all that out. And last year she had some really awesome ones. So I can only imagine that they're going to get even more prettier this year.
One of the most fun things for me was about, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago now, I actually got one of those Keep Akron Beautiful Home Awards, which was pretty cool. At the time, I was very into gardening. I've kind of probably been a slacker since then, but it was pretty great because Keep Akron Beautiful folks, I guess they come around the neighborhoods kind of incognito and then they pick out beautiful homes. Can you tell us about that?
So our beautification watch award sort of system is we have a bunch of volunteers who each get assigned a route. And we suggest that it's in two partner groups because you probably shouldn't be driving and writing at the same time. But we give them a map and a book, and someone will drive and they will just scope out whichever area they're assigned and pick which houses have well-kept yards, nice landscaping. It doesn't have to be over the top, but just if it shows that your house is well kept. And then they will turn in those booklets to me, and I will put together a spreadsheet, and we will send those awards out. And last year, I believe the final number was 3,995 beautification watch awards were sent out, and then over 100 went to businesses who, so we do homes, and then we also do businesses who received those as well.
That sounds great. So, is there anything you'd like to add that I might have neglected to ask?
There is one thing that we are launching in April as well that we are pretty excited about. Last year, we started working with Ward 8 Councilman James Hardy on a new campaign that we're implementing. It's called Planting Change. So in the city, our tree coverage has declined from 40% to 34%. Akron loses about 6,500 trees annually. So our hope with Planting Change is to plant 100,000 trees by 2034, just to restore the city's green canopy and maintain a balanced ecosystem. So we're just in the beginning stages of this campaign, but we are having a kickoff event on April 27th at Hardesty Park. We're going to be sharing the benefits of trees, how it can benefit our ecosystem, as well as the generations that are to come, how beneficial trees are for them. And we're going to have food vendors, art vendors who will be selling and sharing nature-related work, and then some pretty cool speakers. So it's a free event on April 27th at Hardesty Park.